Peter Lynham.
Yes, and how's it going?
A good Monday to you.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. On a nice, sunny, warm day at this very moment.
It's actually great. The sun is just cracking right off a window straight into my face right
now.
It's fantastic.
I'm standing on a bus stop and enjoying the sun myself, yes.
Okay, all right.
Now, Peter Lynham, what are we talking about this afternoon?
So we are talking about a great historic change which is to happen, was announced yesterday, and that is that the great church of Hagia Sophia is once again to become a mosque.
Now, this is a sort of big Star Wars-y looking building in Turkey, right?
This is one of the oldest buildings in the world. Mm-hmm. It is truly one of those buildings that I'm desperate to go to, and I'm so annoyed that it looks like we'll never be able to do our overseas trips anymore. Mm. Hagia Sophia is one that was created by the Emperor Justinian in the 6th century. And it has been in continuous use, first as a church, then as a mosque, ever since then. Mm-hmm. It's a gigantic building with a vast central dome that was at the time an astonishing feat. It was built as the palace of the Eastern Roman Emperor, Justinian, who had ambitions to be the greatest emperor in the world. Mm. And it was covered in the most glorious mosaics. It was effectively the palace chapel, some chapel, mind you, kind of on the big side. And in the 15th century, when the extraordinarily delayed fall of the Roman Empire, it was seized by the Ottomans, the whole city of Constantinople became Istanbul. And at that moment, it ceased to be a church and became a mosque.
I'm sorry, Peter, I just sort of chime in here because I'm looking at
some
pictures.
Yeah, are you looking at videos?
I am looking at pictures on the internet, and it's got the four pillars around it, but I've actually weirdly got a compilation record in my hand here that I had in my record case. It's called Take Everything, Leave Nothing, and it's got two extra pillars in the middle. It must be like an older... Like, they must have lost a couple of pillars at some point.
Those pillars are, I think, in fact, preaching... They're preaching stands.
Picture I've got has got six preaching stands around instead
because
of four.
It's so vast that you could actually have space for innumerable preaching going on.
Right. But all the pictures of the modern one only has four pillars around it. Looks like it's had a couple of pillars come down over time.
There's, of course, been changes years.
Yeah.
And, of course, the greatest change was when it became a mosque, they put up the prayer towers in the corners.
Right.
The external towers.
It's a beaut. It's an absolute beaut.
And they whitewashed everything inside the church because Islam doesn't believe in images of humans and especially not images of Christian saints. Mm. although the Virgin Mary would have been fairly acceptable. That's the one figure in Christianity who is highly acceptable to Muslims.
Oh, that's cool that she gets down. That's nice that someone... Yeah. There's a little crossover Christian.
Yes, that's right. So... Only in 1918, the great Ottoman Empire collapsed. So this was the second empire that's collapsed in Constantinople. Mm. And it's the end of World War I, and it's retreating in all directions.
Oh, my God. Inside is crazy as well. Sorry.
Yeah. And so it collapses, and the deliberate plan... of the Turks was to create a secular state, the one and only attempt to create a secular Islamic state. And therefore, a symbolic step was to turn Hagia Sophia back into a museum, because they wouldn't turn it back into a church.
It looks like a train station inside, like looks almost like a little bit New York train station kind of.
Well, a few train stations, I think, have been designed after Hagia Sophia.
Oh, my God.
That's the reason.
Okay.
Because this is truly one of the greatest and certainly the oldest extant monuments in the world.
Okay.
So it's been a museum, a kind of a secular space for some time, and
it
now
looks
it's
like
going,
a rad town. It's going like a cool town.
It's going back to being a mosque,
like you said, a Star Wars town or something.
Yes. Now the reason why it's going back to be a mosque though is significant. President Erdogan of Turkey, despite the rules that Turkey used to be a secular state, has been, over the last 10 years, been steadily turning Turkey into a more Islamic state. And so that has meant that he's attacked the Kurds, has interfered in Syrian affairs, has done deals with the Russians, has in some ways been quite successful, and yet much despised in the way he's gone about it, because this is the brutal end of the Turkish state. He's repressed freedom of the press. He's done all these things. And so he had this ambition to create a new mosque. Mm. And of course, nothing would be more symbolic than turning Hagia Sophia back into a mosque. And so the courts finally ruled in his favour yesterday.
So originally a mosque?
No. Originally an Eastern Orthodox church.
Right. And, okay.
Yeah. For 10 centuries, an Eastern Orthodox church. And there was a previous church on the site built by Constantine himself, Constantine the Great.
It goes to show you, places of worship are just always the most badass buildings, basically.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be, like, right up on the hill and closest to whatever you're trying to worship. But I've got a real interesting shot here of, like, the, how do you pronounce it? Hagia Sophia? And it's like, there's like a cityscape behind it. It's like on its own little island thing.
Because it's on the most glorious spot.
Yeah, it looks like Shangri-La as fuck.
The Straits of the Bosphorus go through, which feed through to the Black Sea.
Mm.
It's a strategic site.
Right.
And the church was built beside the Emperor's Palace, up on the hill.
Right.
In a phenomenally strategic site.
It looks epic.
I mean, there are other mosques in Istanbul. The Blue Mosque is the best known of them.
Mm.
But this building is symbolically, you know, a mark of Islam's triumph over Christianity.
Okay, yeah, I feel that.
It succeeded. And see, the question that strikes me is, what on earth are they going to do with the mosaics? Because for the past 70 years, they've been slowly
taking down the
white plaster and revealing the glories of these mosaics. Probably they're in your pictures, are they?
And they're just going to have to paint them all up again or something?
Well, it's unthinkable that a mosque could have these things on the wall. So.
Yeah, right. I guess you could drape stuff over them. That might be the polite way to go. I mean, it depends how long. If they think they're in it for the long haul, you'd remodel, wouldn't you?
Is it a World Heritage Site of some significance?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes. So. And there's been tremendous protests about the Islamification of the building from a series of European and cultural heritage sites that are very disturbed by the change.
So, do you think that the protests will continue, or do you think it's a done deal now and it will go back to being a mosque?
Oh, the protests will continue, but it is a done deal.
Mm.
Erdogan needs this for his own political sense. He's got to keep the increasingly vocal, strident Islamic parties within the state on his side.
Peter, are you stepping through the Stargate right now? Or?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Ah, look out for that!
Sound effects, especially delivered for you.
Hey, we could probably wrap it up there, mate.
All right, that's very good.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.